I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. It's a Beverly Hills reunion, but not the kind that gives me PTSD. It's Watch What Happens Live with Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with the women of Beverly Hills 90210, confirming what we've always known, that I'm a Kelly, but a Brenda when I'm drunk. From BH 90210, a reboot with a twist, premiering this Wednesday on Fox. Say hi to Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth. It's great to see you both. This is very exciting.
So you're never a Donna?
I'm a Donna, too. I'm a Donna in the morning. And our bar may be empty now, but coming up, it will be occupied by queentestants in our 90210 drag pageant. You're going to love this. I want to get started. I'm so excited that you're here promoting the new 90210, because we get to talk such 90210-ness all night, which is very exciting to me. Tonight on Below Deck, except for this, when I want to mention Below Deck. We do have a sneak peek of next week coming up. But tonight, Anastasia's food was not up to par, and Captain Sandy took notice. Watch.
You know, you can order whatever eggs you want. You know that, right?
Oh, just found that out.
Really? No.
Something I could have learned 3 days ago.
Is that what they wanted?
I don't know.
We don't tell them, we ask them. This is a huge problem for me.
Jacket?
Because I don't want you walking out.
It's dirt.
In front of the guests like that. So we have uniforms we have to wear.
No, I'm just gonna grab my dirty jacket.
It was good, it wasn't 5-star.
I guess our expectations were a little higher.
Maybe promoting Anastasia may have been a mistake.
You two are big Below Deck fans, huh? You want to go? You want to be charter guests?
We do. Yes. We do. We were just talking about it.
Oh my God, I love it. Would you rather be on Captain Sandy's show or Captain Lee's show?
I think Captain Lee.
I was going to say Sandy.
Oh, going to have to split you up and put him on both.
It would be like the Love Boat.
It would be like a Love Boat. Were you on the Love Boat?
I was.
You were. Wow. That was your dad's show. Oh my God, how exciting.
Charo.
Yes, Charo. Your questions for Tori and Jenny are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, while some fans of 90210 dreamt of having Kelly Taylor's beauty or Brandon Walsh's sideburns, I've always dreamt of having the behind-the-scenes dirt. So here's what it's time for, I Dream of Jenny. We filled these lamps with burning questions about 90210. Jenny, it's your job to get your Barbara Eden on and pick a lamp right here. Pick a number.
Ah, okay. Lucky number is 3.
Okay, here we go. Which of your 90210 co-stars had the biggest paycheck back in the day?
I think it would be Jason.
You think it would be Jason?
Because he was.
Okay. Oh no, that was. Did I read the? Oh well, this is different.
Oh great. But
which of your 90210 co-stars got the most ass with fans in the?
Totally different question.
That's a different question. It says this, and my number three is.
Can we just go with the paycheck one?
Imagine you're like still Jason.
Jason.
Jason. Yeah. Okay. Jason and Jason. Okay, let's pick another one.
Oh my gosh. Number.
Pick another number. Okay. Sorry, let's get rid of that graphic and let her pick another number.
Five.
Okay. Name one Kelly Taylor storyline that you dislike the most.
Ooh, there were a lot. I think the one with the burn, when I got burned in the, was it the female stalker that burned me?
Fire.
Fire at the cult?
Oh, at the frat house?
At the frat house? Oh, okay, all right. Okay, pick another one.
Number one. I like that.
Okay, this we answer. Jason Priestley. Okay, let's do another one.
Oh, dear.
One more.
Let's go six.
There have been so many hookups between various castmates. Name a duo we would be surprised to know about.
Andrea and Steve.
What?
Andrea and Steve.
Oh.
They had a moment.
Yeah.
On the show, which we didn't remember until we saw.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, let's do one more.
Four.
Okay, number four. Which of your co-stars had the worst temper tantrums on set? Is it who we think?
Who do you think?
I think it's Shannon.
I don't know. It could have been her, me.
Could have been anyone. Thanks for playing. Appreciate it. All right. Second, Tori Spelling has so many kids, it's basically her own little basketball team. But much like when I watch basketball, does she ever find herself going, huh? Let's find out with Is This Your Kid?
Uh-oh.
Okay, Tori, we're going to show you close-up photos. You have to guess if it's one of your cuties or some rando. Okay, Tori, right here. Is this your kid right here?
Yes, that's Stella.
Right here.
Oh,
okay, yes,
Stella.
It is. Okay, is this your kid?
No, that's me, but there's a baby in that belly?
That is Honey Boo Boo. Okay. Is this your kid? Is this your kid?
No.
That is Dolly. Okay, is this your kid?
It's hard.
What is that? It's an arm.
It's
that's
no.
It is the arm of your oldest son, Leah. Okay, is this your kid?
Yes.
That is Courtney Kardashian's daughter, Penelope. Is this your kid?
No.
This is your son. Okay. Is this your kid? This is very fun.
Yes.
That is your daughter, Hattie.
Oh, yes. Thank God.
Okay, is this your kid?
No.
That is Richard Simmons. Okay, is this your kid?
Yes, that's Bo.
That is Bo. Good job, Tori. All right, well, here's what, Tori. Consider that your photo game warm-up, because we're about to up the ante with Glory Tori Hole. Tori, I'm going to show you a picture of a common hole really close up. You will try to ID the hole. Let's take a peep through our first Glory Tori Hole. It's Glory Tori Hole. Any idea what this hole is, Tori?
Something pertains to me.
Oh,
is what? Swiss cheese?
No, it's not. It is Swiss cheese. Good job. Listen to Jenny Dark. What kind of hole is this in the Glory Tori hole? Any idea?
I know.
What?
An elephant's thingy.
It's an elephant's nostril. Very good. Oh, my God.
I'm okay. Good at holes.
What's this in the Glory Tori hole? Any idea?
Is it me after number five? Wait.
It's a donut. That was good, Tori. Okay. Any idea what this is?
Yeah, trombone.
Yep, something like that.
Is it a trombone? It's a trumpet. Thanks for playing. Glory Tori. We might have to play that again. Oh my God, who could it be? It's the first queen testing in our first annual 90210 OMG drag pageant. It's Chelsea Pierce as Kelly Taylor. Oh my God. Chelsea Pierce as Kelly Taylor. She looks.
I've made my choice, and I choose me.
Thank you, Chelsea.
I hope you understand.
We're getting tons of questions for you guys. For both of you, Dr. Nels wants to know, wondering if things are better with Tiffany Thiessen and if she'll be on the show.
She's doing a different show.
Yeah, she has her Netflix series. So I know we had been talking to her people, but she's committed to that. But our kids go to school together, so everything's good.
Okay.
You know, the public perception. It's not what it is.
It's so crazy. People want to make something out of nothing.
People want to know if you two ever watched the CW reboot of 90210, and if you did, what did you think?
We were on it, I think.
Oh, you were on it.
I never watched it, but
we were like majorly on it.
I was on one or two or three episodes, maybe?
No, I was on two episodes. You were on like seasons of it.
That is so untrue.
That's not a lie.
No, that's so untrue.
Tori, Lauren K wants to know, what's your current relationship like with your mom, Candy?
It's good, really good right now.
Good.
Yes.
And now she sold the huge house, and now she's in the huge apartment.
It's true.
Yes.
The manor in the sky now.
The manor in the sky, is that what it's called?
Yep.
And is it like 30,000 square feet in the sky now or something?
My kids, the first time they saw it, they were like, Grandma lives in a hotel.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's huge.
Let's go to Shannon from Florida. Hey, Shannon, what's your question?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hi, Jenny and Tori. I'm sending love to you both. I was just wondering, what are your favorite memories of Luke Perry?
Oh, geez.
Aww. How much time do we have?
So many.
It seems surreal to even talk about his death is dealt with on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We have a tribute to him.
We do. It was a delicate, impossible to find the right way to do it.
Was this show in development before he passed?
It was.
And was he meant to be a part of it?
In some capacity. Yeah.
In some capacity.
He had Riverdale, so
right.
There was a situation there. But he, like when we did the meetings and everything, he was on a conference call from Vancouver doing it. So he was in support of it.
Wow.
So fondest memories would be a tough one. Sorry.
Of course, because there are so many.
Narrow it down, yeah.
Let's go to Heather from Michigan. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Jenny. Hi, Tori.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is for Tori, and I heard this morning that there was a possibility you were considering doing The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I was still wondering if you were considering that.
I don't know. Andy's never asked me.
I know. I read that you were offended that you had never been asked.
Not offended. Okay, no.
A little bit.
Because I'm like the biggest fan.
You are.
I feel like I grew up in Beverly Hills, and this one's been asked, and...
When were you asked?
She doesn't do reality TV.
Like 2 years ago, maybe.
Are you friends with anybody in the gang?
Denise, Lisa, Kyle, yep.
Wow, there you go. All right. On next week's Below Deck Med, Travis, who seems to be better at socializing than working, proves he isn't great at that either. Here's a sneak peek.
Two bottles of still water and a bottle of rosé.
Emphasis on the water.
Hey, Travis, we're in a restaurant. Can you have some, like, respect?
Why are you asking me questions?
Can you treat me?
Why are you coming at me?
It's like rude.
Can I do that?
No, I wouldn't.
I want to do it. Give it to me.
Let the lady do it.
Relax yourself. I've got this.
Trav, calm down.
What do you mean?
She's asking to open the bottle.
Would you like to open the bottle?
Thank you.
I'm genuinely embarrassed.
Oh, no, switching places. Because if I keep sitting there, I'm going to be like...
Okay, Jenny, Brian S. emailed, what did you think of Tori selling her invitation to Jason Priestley's wedding for $5 years
ago? What did I think of it?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it until we talked about it because we were going to use it in the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
for that's great. Oh, you have to use that in the show.
It's good. That's what brilliant. We had to do.
Sorry, Tori.
No, he remembers it. I don't. And we talked about it recently.
Jesse P. Texted, Tori, looking back, do you think True Tori helped or hurt your relationship with Dean?
I feel like at the time it was the right thing to do, but in the long run, probably not season two.
Right, right. For both of you, Megan R. asked on the Walkabout via Facebook, how do you really feel about Shannon Doherty being back?
We're so happy that she's
good.
Back.
She's such an integral. I said that right.
Integral.
Part of the show in the history of 90210.
It wouldn't be the same without her.
Serena S. texted, Jenny, you said that Tori often had to be the mediator between you and Shannon. What's the worst fight you and Shannon ever got into?
Oh, geez. she was the peacekeeper, that is true, because she loved both of us. She didn't know how to, we were young and so stupid.
What kinds of things did you tussle?
I can only remember one incident, and that was when, we took it outside.
You did?
Yeah.
Did it actually get physical?
Yeah, I'm a Midwestern girl.
Right.
And I spent some time in Glendale, Arizona.
Okay.
So that makes you tough.
Really?
Yeah.
So who won that fight?
The guys held us back, so we
Do you remember that?
I do, but I stayed in my dressing room shaking when it was happening. Right.
And do you remember what that fight was about that got physical?
I do. But I don't want to say because it's so stupid.
It's so dumb.
Really, you guys were teasing so each young. Other and she pulled your skirt up?
She pulled your skirt up.
I didn't care for that.
Right.
Like, who does? I wouldn't do that to someone.
Right. Wow. Well,
how do you think you said it?
Like
took it outside.
I'm pretty sure I got in her face at that.
Wow.
They were so young. But we're just both very strong Aries women. We don't back down no matter what.
So. Right. Are you two the same age?
I don't know.
Roughly?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Tori, Craig Tahaney wants to know, besides 90210, what was your favorite show that your dad created?
Ooh, probably Dynasty.
Oh. I mean...
Yeah, right?
Jenny, Kristen K. wants to know, favorite memory of working with Hilary Swank on 90210, did you know that she was going to be an Oscar winner?
Did I work with her?
Apparently you did, according to Kristen K.
I don't think I was in that storyline.
Okay, Cindy M., Tori, what's the craziest tabloid story you've read about yourself?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
There's so many.
Do you remember Christina Aguilera guest starring?
Yes, She does it when she played at Peach Pit After Dark.
She would say, I'm a genie in a bottle, baby, and do her fingers like that every
time.
And I was mesmerized.
You were, yes.
Just by this.
Okay, well, Tori and Jenny, the time has come for you to crown the winner of the first annual Watch What Happens Live 90210 OMG drag pageant. Will it be Chelsea Pierce as Kelly Taylor, Heidi Ho as Donna Martin, or Holly Boxsprings as Brenda Walsh?
What do you guys think?
Who is it, ladies?
Help us! Help us!
Who is it, ladies?
We're gonna go with
Chelsea Pierce is the winner, ladies!
Thank you, queen!
Thank you very much! Thank you, queens! How exciting! Oh my God! I wanna thank Heidi We're back with Jenny and Tori. I'm so excited. Be excited to premieres Wednesday at 9 on Fox. Behind the bar, Chelsea Pierce reveling in her win. Heidi Ho is Donna and Holly Boxsprings as Brenda. Brenda's pissed. Let's go to Lauren from New Jersey. Hey, Lauren, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for both ladies.
Who was your best kiss on 90210?
Who was your best kiss on the show? Do you guys remember?
I don't know. When I think back in the day, I probably liked kissing Jason the best.
Uh-huh.
What?
I'm just saying. He was mushier. It was like more... He ate my face. Yes, this is true.
Oh, my God.
Every time, makeup completely ruined. But...
But it was worth it.
That makes a good kiss,
I guess. There you go. Oh, my God. Do you remember yours?
Probably Brian.
Yeah.
Just because David and Donna, it was familiar. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Melody from Texas. Hey, Melody, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. You look good in yellow.
Thanks.
Hi, Tori. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is, what is your most memorable memory behind the scenes?
Oof, of 10 years.
Taking it outside
just
with...
Pick one.
Taking it outside with Shannon Doherty.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, right.
That was good times.
Working with Milton Berle.
Was he...
Rando.
Nice?
He was Milton Berle.
Okay. Mr. Showbiz or whatever? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He had cue cards. I remember he had cue cards and
Yeah.
He liked his cue cards.
All right, let's go to Debbie from South Carolina. Hey, Debbie, what's your question?
Hi. I just wanted to know if Fox was excited or did they initially, did they accept the reboot right away?
For who?
Did they accept this reboot right away? Did it
Fox?
Take a lot of pitching? Yeah, Fox.
We pitched it to all networks,
but
and cable.
We had an incredible pitch. We had all of the cast attend every pitch meeting.
Wow.
And so when we paraded them all of us through the office,
it was like, good. What is happening? We all just told stories from our lives and our interaction together.
But when we did it for Fox, it just felt like,
right.
Home.
Yes.
This is it.
All right, Michael from Virginia, last call of the night. Hey, Michael, what's your question?
My question is for Jenny. Do you still talk to Amanda Bynes, and what's your favorite memories of working with her on What I Like About You?
I love Amanda. No, I don't still talk to her. We've lost contact, but I hear things, and I know she's doing great. My favorite memory, so many. She played my sister, but it kind of felt like she was playing my daughter. And every time that song would come on, I don't know. I'm the worst at singing. We know
the worst.
She would just lose her mind, and we would have to stop filming, and she would dance around, and it's my favorite memory of her.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I'm very excited to see this Wednesday night on Fox. Congratulations. I'm very impressed that you put it together. Thank you so much, Jenny and Tori and the gals. For more, kick around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide, when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.